smoked margarita. There was a few on the table.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. lots of cheese pizza. Okay, I bet, you know, I wonder if they use tequila.
Yeah.
Griff Sigrid, how are you?
Hey, good.
Now, Griff, you and I, we've spoken before. Sigrid, first time we're meeting. I guess we need to start with the important things. Griff, is there any dirt that I need to know about Sigrid at any point? You know, because we like the dirt.
What's the dirt on Sigrid?
Yeah, anything.
I'm trying to think.
Breaking news, exclusives.
Exclusive news on Sigrid.
Yep.
She loves to cut cheese with a cheese slicer.
Wow.
What, not with a knife?
No, it's wild.
Oh, I've always had my concerns about Sigrid, but anyway, it's let's
like a
move
peeler.
On.
It's like a carrot peeler, but she cuts cheese with like a carrot peeler. It's bizarre.
Yeah. All right, that's dirt, all right.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for hanging. Now, where are we both?
I'm in Oslo. It's in the middle of, like, I've just got out of bed. It's
got
7.
Out of bed. What's the time is it over there?
7:30-ish, 7:45 in the morning.
That's half a day's work in Australia. Right there. I mean, come on.
And then Greg.
I'm in San Francisco. I've just got here and it's 10:30, so I'm kind of nearly ready to get into bed.
Yeah, you need to go to bed. All right. Yeah, you've done a day's work. Hey, let's talk about this brand new track, Head on Fire. This is one of the greatest pop songs I've heard in such a long time. I love
it so much. Thank you.
And I love the video, and we'll get to that. But how did this happen? How did you both get together? Tell me everything.
We met in London at a fashion event, and
oh, do you like fashion too?
Yeah, fashion. I don't know. I get nervous at those events, but we saw each other, and then we walked up to each other and talked, and we had pizza, and we went to the studio after that.
Okay.
So yeah, that's kind of the story of how it happened.
And what pizza were we having?
That I can't remember. I don't know.
I think I was just going for like margarita. There was a few on the table.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. lots of cheese pizza. Okay. I bet, you know, I want to say it's a feeler. So has it been something, the dream for you both to do something together?
I've always been a fan of Sigrid, which is why I think we were both a bit nervous to like go up and say hi to each other. But I think actually what's made this release really nice is that there wasn't really any pressure or expectation to put out a collab. It was like we organically met and then we just decided to hang out, and then we happened to write a song and happened to like it and then wanted to put it out. But it wasn't like there was any pressure of like, we need a Griff and Sigrid collab. It kind of happened really organically, which I think why it feels really nice and normal. So yeah.
And what was the process time length to, I guess, meeting, starting to write, chatting about what you want to do? And of course, we're hearing it now, but what was that time process?
I think we talked a lot in the studio. I think for me, like, writing sessions are 80% talking about life. Mm-hmm. And we came up with all these melodies and the lyrics together. It's kind of like one line here and one line there, and then like patch it together. But I also remember, like, it was nice that it wasn't like straight after the session, like, single's got to come out like now. It was very chill and like worked on production, and we went back and forth, and
wow.
It was a few months. From meeting to like finishing the song took a minute. We actually were like filming a music video before we'd even finished the track. It was a bit weird, but
I know
it was really strange. Basically, like, our teams got really excited, like, booked in the music video, and we were like, guys, we've got to like finish the song, like, it's not done. So, and then literally within 1 week, we like shot the music video, like filmed loads of content, like finished the track, re-recorded vocals, and then it was like ready. So yeah,
I think they just did that because they knew that then we had to finish it,
like,
we would have never
maybe it was like a code to, hey, come on,
yeah, like,
hurry
let's
up.
Go. Like, it's happening. Exactly.
A little bit. But when you're two, you don't get that phased by the pressure, I think. I don't know, not for me. It's more chill when you're two people.
Definitely. Yeah. And well, I guess it's 50-50 work, really.
Yeah.
Speaking of 50-50, how do you know who's singing whose parts when you were putting this all together?
Oh.
It was actually quite awkward.
Oh, was it?
We were writing. We were writing it, and I think we both, like, weren't, because I don't write with a lot of artists. Usually it's just, like, me and a producer. No.
Yeah.
But we were, like, writing this song, and then it got to the point where we were, like, we should probably, like, lay down some vocals. And we were, like, kind of swapping the mic, like, is it your song? Is it my song? Like, oh. And then we ended up just fishing it out 50-50.
Yeah. And it's like, well, it's our song, I guess. But then it's like, you take this part. Okay, I'll go for the next one then. So it's kind of just like,
exactly.
Okay. So we're sharing it around, really, which is good.
Yeah.
Let's hit up and talk about this video. I've been watching it, and it feels like watching it that just two friends hanging around, and the cameras are just there recording. You're like having an absolute ball. And I'm assuming it was a theater. It looks like a theater. Which theater was that?
It was in South London. It was like Catford Theatre.
Yeah.
But it was fun. We really were actually having like a really good time.
Yeah. It was literally like two friends just hanging out, having a blast. Like you finished school and we're going to go and run amok and do silly things and play with makeup and fashion and whatever. And the cameras are just recording it. It's great.
Yeah. We did have a running joke the whole day. Like, wow, we're so crazy and random, but like actually it was fun. Like we were just like, I think we both knew that we just wanted to like perform the song and enjoy the song and capture that on camera. So
it's such a great story watching you both be that close and friends and hanging out and loving the new track. And how have you taken the response around the world, because it's huge here in Oz? How have you guys taken that now, and could we see a number two? Just throwing that out there, no pressure.
What do you mean a number two?
Number two song from you both. Like, are we going to have another one?
Another one.
Oh. Yes.
Is there going to be a 2.0?
We'll see, but like, this is... I mean, we're really enjoying this, though. It's very exciting, everything happening with this song. So.
No, it's wild, actually. The response has been quite... Yeah. I don't know about you, Sigrid, but I'm, like, pleasantly surprised. I think we both weren't, like, sure what I would do. I think we both are putting no pressure on it. And then, like, every day I'm getting updates, like, the song's doing really well. And I'm like, oh, wow, like, great.
But this is, like, a new thing. Don't put pressure on it.
Exactly.
Look, I don't want to put pressure on you, but, look, 2.0, if you could hurry up and not take months,
it'd be great. Okay, fine, we'll work on it.
And what's the plans for you both individually as artists? We're just starting this year. We've obviously got the new track, but what are the plans? Will we see you both here in Australia?
I'd absolutely love to.
Welcome now, tomorrow. Let's go.
Yes, I
get
mean,
on a plane. 7:30 in the morning for you. You can jump on a plane now. It's fine.
I have time today, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think I might be coming at the end of the year, which is really exciting.
For a tour or a visit, a holiday?
Do you know what? I'm not really sure. I've just been told at some point at the end of the year that that's the goal to get to Australia. So I think, you know, maybe work, maybe pleasure, maybe it's just to come and see you, you know, like who knows?
that'd be great. Let's hook that up. That'd be really cool.
Deal.
On fire, it's out right now. Griff and Sigrid, thanks so much for hanging.
Thank you. Good to chat.